Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.
Brilliant. As is this man, he'd be very happy with his Raiders who got a win over the Eels. Ricky Stewart joins us. G'day, Rick.
G'day, Tone. How are you, mate?
Very, very well, thank you. Lovely to have a chat with you. What, nil all? I love nothing more than a game that is halftime is nil all. This was one of my favourite games of the season so far. It was tough. Must have felt great in the rooms after.
It did. You know, you always feel good after a game where you know it's been a tough contest and you're happy with everyone's performance. It's a good change. We've struggled a couple of years ago.
Wait a second, Ricky. You've just jumped into the TARDIS again from Doctor Who, dropping out a little bit.
Have we got him?
Sorry.
Hey, Rick, congratulations, mate, the last couple of weeks. I mean, you guys have been through some obstacles over the last couple of years and some real hurdles put in front of you. Are you, you know, with everyone now going into this situation, do you think that's an advantage for the Raiders as opposed to some of the other teams?
I don't see it as an advantage. It's what you make of it, where we travel really well. We've got a really close bunch of guys who enjoy one another's company. They enjoy getting away with each other. Their families are probably a week away from joining them. The boys whose partners and families have come up. So, look, it's a good environment. The league have done a wonderful job in how they've arranged it so quickly, and they've set up a wonderful environment for us to train and play in. So, so far, so good.
Sticky, it's Jimmy Graham here. Congrats on the win last night. I've got to say, mate, it looked like there's been a real response from after that Gold Coast Titans game with the fans leaving and stuff like that. A real sort of response in defence. It took a very special try from Parramatta to get across your line last night. Just what's behind that and what sparked this new energy in defence that you seem to have?
It was certainly one out of the box, James, that game against the Titans. I mean, I grabbed the senior boys a couple of days after that match, and we had a short turnaround going into the Thursday night game against Manly. And, you know, they were in sixes and sevens. They couldn't believe it either. And nor could I. You know, it was just one out of the box. We're a better defensive team than that. And if you have a look at most teams this year, I think 14 out of the 16 teams this year had one of those just pop up and it just jumped out and got us, and they played very well, the Titans. You can't underestimate their attack. They were big and powerful, and they attacked well, and they got a lot of momentum. We couldn't get any of it back, and I know we're all hearing that a lot this year, but that's just the case, and we couldn't string any or fight any momentum back, and we got our pants pulled down real well and good.
Hey, Rick, Brent Reed here, mate. It's been a pretty special few weeks for you because not only have you won, obviously, some games, but you were made an Order of, I think you won Order of Australia medal, if I've got that correct, as much for what you do off the field as what you do on it. Can you tell us what that was like, how special that was for you?
I'm glad I got it before that Titans game, mate. I don't think I would have got it. I felt very, very privileged. I felt as though, I received that award on behalf of so many people that helped me too. I enjoy doing the work for my foundation because I know it helps a lot of people who can't help themselves, and you know it creates a little bit of a voice for autism. But it also helps people with the facilities we build for respite and our next facility, which is going to be for independent care for young adults who are living with a disability. So I really enjoy that work. It takes me away from football, and again, I felt very proud.
Ricky, it's a long year these guys in footy. You go through a lot. There's tensions. It can be incredibly punishing. Do we get to a point like now where suddenly there is a bit of light that you can kind of saddle up and go hard as you see where the target is for your team?
Yeah, you know, we've been trying to turn it around. We've had a really bad mid-season, or not even mid-season, after about round 4 or 5, we just fell into a real slump and didn't play our brand of football. We weren't allowed to play our brand of football. And I've said it to the boys, you know, I think there's been times there where we haven't had 17 individuals play well together. The last 3 games, there hasn't been a player that hasn't contributed. And, you know, the boys there who have played, you know what it's like. If everyone's weighing in, it's a great team result. Even if it's not a win, you know, it's not far away. But we had too much segregation between amount of players that were playing well and not playing well. We had players out of form. And look, you know, and coaches as well. Coaches got away in there. We weren't being coaching well. So We're all back on board, and I said a couple of weeks ago, there's a couple of headbutts along the way, and that's what happens. It happens in relationships, it happens in coaching and with players and players with coaches. That's just life, and we're all big enough to get over it and get on with it, and the boys have done a really good job in turning it around.
Yeah, and that's what it looks like too, Rick, over the last couple of weeks. I mean, there was that period you guys went through early on in the season, and everyone came out. You've got some really good leaders in that organisation. You always know when Josh Hodgson, you're going to have a chat to him, you know where you stand. I'd imagine you guys were able to have some adult conversations, put all that behind you, and it honestly just looks like it's in the rear vision mirror. You guys are moving on, and you've got a goal to make that top eight. And at the moment, with the draw you've got, I mean, that's looking very likely.
Well, Gertz, there was, you know, What you heard and read was completely different to what was happening inside. We're all mates, and I don't hide the fact that I build relationships with my players. And there's at times it's uncomfortable telling blokes they're not playing well. It's uncomfortable blokes telling you you're not coaching well. You know, you got to cop criticism, and at times it's hard. And we all get on with it. We all bounce back, and everybody tries to do a good job. And the one thing about our club, we never hate or argue about effort. The effort's always there. So, you know, earlier in the interview that we're all very close, and that's why we like travelling together and playing together. We're all close, but when you've had a little bit of joy over the last couple of years of stringing wins together, really good. And when you're not winning and you're losing, it compounds. And you know, I probably might have went into a little bit of overcoaching then, because you think, shit, that's not us. but that's not us. You probably overcoach a little bit, and it just compounds. But, you know, we've pulled our way out of it on the papers early enough. I hope we can continue a little bit of good form.
How did you feel in the last few minutes of that one the other night, Rick, when, you're under your fifth fullback, I think, but what a night he had, Rapp, and what a play with Suvo on that sideline.
Yeah, you know, there was an unbelievable moment that was owned by Geordie Ruppiner in stopping that try. And I said after the game, you need luck. And we haven't had a lot of luck this year with injuries, with games. And yet there was a try there scored that put them to 12-6 on the weekend. And there's no way there was a try, because young Dylan Brown was offside.
Absolutely.
It shouldn't have even got to that, mate. You know, and
yep.
It shouldn't have got to me being upset or cranky after the game because they got back and beat us. Shouldn't have got to that 12-6 lead at the 15-minute mark. So
yep.
A little bit of luck went our way at the end, and we deserve it.
Hey, Stick, it's been great to see this combination that Josh Hodgson and then when young Tom Starling comes on, having two nines on the field at the same time. How do you see that combination evolving and getting even better moving forward? Because I've been very impressed with it, to tell you the truth.
It really fits Hodjo, James. You know, he's not playing as a half. He's not playing as a typical 13. He's not playing as a typical 9. He's doing a little bit of everything. And I think it's a little bit of way the game's evolving at the moment. It's creating an extra pass in our game. He's a talented player, Hodjo, to be able to do what he does. And then the way he defends, it's really suiting his game, and I think it is taking his game to another style and another part of his evolvement. And to answer your question, mate, I think just game time's going to help it. He will really assist Tommy Starling there too, as a young NRL player. And his experience and talk on the field, Hodjo, he's it never goes unseen with me. He's got a great contribution to our performances.
Yeah, talking about Josh Hodgson and his leadership skills, what about that tackle that he made on Mikasebo last night? Wow, I was frightened for Josh there when I saw him running at him. But yeah, he really stood up to him, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. We just finished a review, actually, and Sammy Williams jumped up and said he thought he had more contribution and impact in that shot.
Hey, Rick, but what, I mean, on the back of momentum, you know, with Josh being probably your most creative player, he's always kind of got, when he's out there as number nine, he's got to get into dummy half, and sometimes you lose that element of creativity with him there. But when he sort of can just roll around and get to an edge, as you spoke about, and he's not committed to that one position, he can get things done on the outside, and that's probably something that you guys have probably got to work on going forward, making sure you can get the ball to the edges and take opportunities when they come.
Yeah, that's, you know, we've had so much disruption to our team this year. You know, we haven't been able to play the same 17 4, 5, 6 weeks in a row, and it's really disrupts momentum. Having Josh play more of a role there now, I think it's nearly our third game in a row that we've got him on at the the same part of the game to fit Tommy Starling into the nine role. Gives us that little bit of combination and cohesion, I believe, mate.
Hey, Rick, give us an idea how much more fun you are to be around after a win compared to a loss. What's your mood like today compared to what it might have been after a defeat?
I've worked very hard on my personality after losses, Rudy. So I know the boys don't enjoy it, and I'm being serious. I try and work hard on that now after losses. I've been around me, mate. So I can't imagine what it's. Can't imagine what other people feel.
Okay, and a quick one, Rick, on the World Cup. Obviously, you know, you played in big games for Australia over the years, and I'm sure you've got players here who'd love to go to the World Cup at the end of the year. If you've got guys from the smaller nations who want to go and you've got Englishmen there, what's your stance on it, Rick?
It's all their own opinion, mate. They'll make their own decision. I know, for example, my Englishman, I believe that Josh Elliott, I've got Sutto there. Look, if they got selected, mate, they would want to play, I believe. I haven't really spoken to them at length about it, but I reckon they'd want to play because got an opportunity to go home and see family. But it's also, you only actually get this feeling, I think, when you get to my age and you see it after you've done it. You know, there's another tick on the international list of another game I've played, another test match. It's another opportunity to play for my country, and you can't give that up. I'm a big fan of representative football. I get why New Zealand and Australia aren't going away, and I think it's fair on the welfare of the player after being in a hub, I think, for the rest of the season, and then having to go back into another hub. I don't know how that would be mentally for the players as much as physically, but the Englishmen, you know, if they can get over there and see their families, that's great. I think that's wonderful, and they can add on that, then they're playing for their country. And it's also adding, profile and personality, ability to the English team.
What about if someone like Josh Papali'i elected to represent Samoa, Sticky, how would you feel about that?
I don't know if he can swap. I don't know. I mean, I haven't got the answer on this. I don't know. Is he with Australia or can he go back and play for Samoa? I'm not too sure. But that'd be, again, Josh had a really, really big off-season last year in regards to wanting to, he trained with us and then he wanted to fight. Josh has to look after himself physically. But again, I go back to the individual's got to have an opinion on that. But Josh started the season very slowly because he burned himself out over the off-season. So he has to be very smart in those decisions. But again, I'm not too sure if he's registered as a Samoan player or Australia. Again, I haven't got the answer to that.
All right, Ricky, we thank you so much for you giving us your time. And again, look, congratulations on your honour. So richly deserved. Having been down there in Canberra and seen how much both your foundation and that team is important to the community, so richly deserved. Well done.
Thanks, mate. Thanks very much, boys.
Thanks, Rick. Cheers, mate.
Triple M rocks the NRL 24/7 through the Triple M app. Thanks to Ream. Steady, hot and strong. Install a Ream.